Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we have a very exciting guest, Miss Vanessa Holmes, who is a writer, a producer, a singer. And but first, we want to read Psalm 136, then we want to pray, and then we're going to call Miss Vanessa Holmes so we can learn what the Lord has blessed her with. And once again, I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in at this particular time to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines. Excuse me, I'm getting excited. Where Jesus shines with love. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing each guest who come on the ministry, Lord, and we ask would today's show be something that you're acceptable and pleased with, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, and some of us had the opportunity to go into the house of the Lord and praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this ministry. We thank you for the show, and we just ask would you continue to send people and bring people to your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I want to introduce our guest today before I call her. Our guest name is Miss Vanessa Holmes, and what really allowed me to focus on Miss Vanessa Holmes was she was paying tribute. Remember, I talked about valuing people. She was paying tribute to the Motown greats, all of those Motown greats that we remember. She was paying tribute by going out, getting people to come on and put on shows in order to remember these particular individuals. In addition to that, she is a producer and director. She has been on many television shows. She's received numerous awards. And so without further ado, I want to introduce everyone to Miss Vanessa Holmes. But we're going to have to call her, so just a second.
Hello.
May I speak to Miss Vanessa Holmes, please?
I'm sorry, Vanessa isn't in. May I take a message?
This is Dr. Love, and she has an interview with me. I will try the other number, if that's okay.
You know what? She's at the hospital with my mom. You want to, you could call her on her cell phone, but that's where she is right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you need me to call her for you?
Oh, I can call. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All sure. Right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live show. We're going to pray for her mom, and we're going to try to call this other number as well. Hold on, please. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have another show because we understand that things happen in people's lives. And so what we're going to do, as a matter of fact, and I wanted to do, was we're going to go ahead and have prayer, and then after our prayer, we're going to speak about what the Lord is going to give, which I know that the Lord always has a word. And it seems to me if we will look in Psalm, the 10th chapter, and we're going to read that particular Psalm 10, and the Lord is going to give us something from there. So we're going to read Psalm 10, but we want to, first of all, pray. So what I want everyone to do, first of all, is just take a deep breath and get your Bibles, and that way that'll give me time to get the music that we're going to play, and it will also refocus what we're going to do on today, because the Lord has another plan as well. So go ahead and get your Bibles. We're going to pause for a minute, and we're going to get our Bibles, then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a little church. Is that all right? All right. And thank you so much once again. This is the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. So we're lifting up the name of Jesus. We're lifting people. We're praying for people because God, we serve a true and living God, and God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We're going to start back up in about 40 seconds. All right, here we go. Put your hand in your chest. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, thanking you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for blessing us on this day, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you manifest everything that you have said, Heavenly Father, and would you bless us in a particular way, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are going in, Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you open up our eyes where we can begin to see your glory? Would you open up our hands where we can extend our service? And, Lord, would you guide our feet on the straight and narrow path, Heavenly Father? We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, will your will be done, Heavenly Father, and your righteousness, Heavenly Father, be suitable for the kingdom of heaven. Lord, as we pray, Lord, we feel your presence. We feel the anointing that is coming within our minds. We feel the anointing that is coming within our hearts, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would you just continue to extend that anointing, Lord, where we will reach the people, not only the people who are listening now, but those who are going to listen and those who would like to listen, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this land and country, Heavenly Father? Would you bless the leaders? Would you bless the followers? Would you bless those who have a great disposition and those who do not, Heavenly Father? Would you open up, Heavenly Father, and help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father? Lord Jesus, would you continue to place us on platforms and areas, Lord, where we can serve and where we can know that you are God, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for today, Lord. We thank you for the revelation that's coming, the authentic word, Lord. Nothing that's practiced, nothing that's known, Lord, because we know that we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. And we ask that the word, Heavenly Father, come out of this mouth, Heavenly Father, the way that you would have it to be, Lord. We praise your name and we uplift you and we bless you and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you anoint each day of this week, Heavenly Father, and help us, Heavenly Father, to just continue to serve and continue to do, Heavenly Father, and be about our Father's business, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy and righteous name, Lord. We ask that you continue to just strengthen us, Heavenly Father, and continue to help us to keep on keeping on, Lord. We bless your holy name and we praise you, Heavenly Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. That was Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track. And God is so good, because as I was listening to that song, God says that you are never without a word. It doesn't matter what time of day, God says that in due season we should give him praise. So I'm giving God praise because we serve a God who is always ready, amen? And God has a word for us, and this word that God is going to give is not only going to encourage you, but it's going to encourage me and all of the other listeners. And so I want you to turn to Psalm 10, and I'm going to give you what the revelation of God gave me on today, because it's very important that we understand that God is the one who is the giver and the taker of all things. And if we lose sight or we lose focus of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then God says, as he is speaking now, we fall into the hands of the wicked. He says the wicked has many snares for us and causes us to become stagnated, not only in the word of God, or not only in the growth of prosperity, he says, but we become stagnated in our faith. Amen. And so today's title that the Lord has given me right now as I'm speaking is, Where are your eyes? And then, where is your faith? God is asking, where are your eyes and where is your faith? I remember back in school, in pre-K, we learned the five senses through song. And we would touch our eyes, and we learned that, you know, our eyes are for seeing. And God is saying right now, before we get into this message, that the eyes are for physical sight. He says, but faith is for spiritual sight. I want you to put eyes are for physical sight. That means you can see the person. You can see the person in front of you and behind you. But faith is a spiritual sight. He says that's why people who are blind are able to still make it in the world. He says because God has given them a world of their own. And that's what God wants to do for us. And I want to read Psalm 10, and I want to go all the way down to verse number 7. It says, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doeth persecute the poor. Let them be taken into the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and blessed the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God, God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffed at them. He had said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. I want you to read that on your own, but God is saying in this particular verse, he says the focus happens to be on the wicked man. And he says that describes many of believers today. We're always focused on the wicked. We focus on their behaviors. We focus on what they say, and we focus on what they do, and we take it as. And God says the reason why some of us believe that God is so far off is because God does not dwell in an unclean temple. And many people say a temple is a place, but God is speaking about our hearts. Why do you stand far off? God says that's the question we need to focus on. Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? And God says it's because our eyes are not on Jesus. Jesus is showing us what to do in times of trouble. He's showing us what happens when we encounter the wicked. He's showing us things. But because our ears are focused on the negativity, and because our eyes are looking at the wicked, observing and taking note, he says we miss the mark of the highest calling. He says we miss the mark of where he is. Faith is spiritual. And God says no matter what happens in the world, our faith must be authentic. A lot of people exhibit their faith when God has already blessed them. They believe in God because God has done something for them. But God says, when the storms of life rage and when you are faced with those who do not know him, are you going to keep your spiritual eyes on him through faith? God says, Psalm 10 is a prime example of how many believers feel. We can tell you everything that the wicked does. We can tell you about their pride. We can tell you about how they treat people. We can tell you that they don't seek God, that they curse, and they use all this type of language. But how many people are talking about God? How many people are promoting God? How many people are staying focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And so that's the question, and God has given me some things that we're going to write. And I want you to write down, and I'm going to give you time because God says the people need time to think about this question. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Or you can simply say, Lord, why are you so far off? Why are you standoffish? A lot of people in the world say, you know, if people are antisociable, they say they're kind of standoffish a little bit. And so there are some things that God wants us to know. And we're talking about connecting with God. We're talking about being closer or drawing closer to God. God says, check your eyes. God says, check your eyes. He says a lot of us need an eye check. If you notice, and I wear glasses as well, or some people wear contacts, you have to get your eyes checked. And if you don't get your eyes checked within at least a year, then you have to get a new prescription. And God says that when we're talking about the spiritual realm of the eyes, he says this has to be daily. And the reason why we have to check our eyes daily is because there's so much darkness in the world that we have to make sure that we're walking in the light. He says, and because some of us walk into the darkness and all of those things that we desire, those worldly things that we desire are there, we don't perform an eye check. He says, but then when the storm of life hit in those places that we love, with those things that we love, he says, then we want to get an eye check, and our eyes weaken. Our eyes weaken. And because our eyes weaken, we cannot see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and things become blurred, and eventually we lose our eyesight. Eventually we lose the sight of God. So God says, check your eyes daily. What do you spend your time looking at spiritually? What do you spend your time focusing on? Are you in need of exam? Are you in need of an eye exam? So God says, check your eyes daily. And I want you to put under check your eyes daily, put if your eyes are not stayed on Jesus, if your eyes are not stayed on Jesus, you will go blind. If your eyes are not stayed on Jesus, you will go blind. How is that possible, as the Lord is showing? And the question that I'm asking, God says it's possible because you will begin to get used to walking into darkness. And when you walk into that realm of darkness, then you will begin to get comfortable because you will be familiar with it. If you turn off all the lights in your house at night and you walk, just walk in your house, you're going to stumble into some things, even though you know where everything is in your house, you're going to stumble into some things. And you might get hurt. You might trip over some things because you know it's there, but you don't know exactly where it is. And that's why God says he helps us in times of danger with things seen and things unseen. So So God says, if your eyes are not stayed on Jesus, you will go blind. So the first thing is to check your eyes. We need to check our eyes daily. What are we focusing on? Number two, God says, check in daily. Check in daily. Who do I check in with? God says the Word of God. He says read the Word of God on a daily basis. Read the Word of God on a daily basis. Why do you need to read? Why do we need to read the Word of God? He says we need to read the Word of God for knowledge, first of all. God says knowledge. God says to connect with Him, but i.e. relationship. And then finally, God says, because of the world, you're going to have to put on the full armor of God so that you can remain in character. So that you can remain in character. I was at this particular place, and this particular place sometime this year, and I was getting some things done as far as office things for a particular event. I was at a store, and there was a lady who asked this other gentleman who was coming to help this other person, why is it that she can't help me, the lady who was helping me at first? And he said, because she's with another customer. So the lady kind of got upset. And after about a minute or so, she told the gentleman, she said, well, you can help me. And then he said, no, go ahead and wait on. Go ahead and wait until the other lady finishes. And the question that I wanted to ask was, who is your shepherd? That's the question that I really want to ask, because when we go places, the church always follows us. And we have to be cognizant of that. The church always follows us. And we have to read the Word of God. If we talk to Job, Job will tell you about patience. Speak about knowledge. The disciples will tell you that they had to listen to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we talk about having a relationship with God, we can ask David. And if we talk about the full armor of God, we can talk to the Hebrew boys who had to go into the fiery furnace, but they still believed in God. And so what God says is to check in daily. It's because sometimes we put down our religion, we put down the Bible, because the world influences us. That's our excuse. The world influences us to get out of character. But God says that we have to be consistent in season and out of season. He says, study the Word. Why? He says, because it gives you knowledge of how to react. It gives you a connection with God. And then you can put on the full armor of God. And then you can learn to be patient. So we have our eyes checked, check in daily. Then God says a physical. He says, you know, before any athlete is able to play any sports, he says we need a physical. And what God means in the realm of physical is that we need to all have our hearts checked. In Psalm 10, you heard a lot about the wicked. You heard about a lot of the behaviors of the wicked people. And God says that anything that is not like Him, that is in our hearts, is considered to be wicked. And because it's considered to be wicked, we can serve people, but we can also be disconnected to people because of our hearts, because of the gossip we have in there, because of the backbiting, because of the hatred we have in our hearts. We can do a disservice to people even if we're doing good. God says, even if you're doing good and your heart is not right, our heart is not right, He said it is in vain. Everything that we do is in vain. He says, so it's very important that we have a heart check. He says, because that's where our church is. And whatever you put into that church, which is your heart, that is what's going to come out. And everybody knows that. But God says that a lot of people feel that with their good deeds that they do to the people, right, that their heart doesn't have to be right. And God says that those two things work together, right? Actions. Put heart in actions. The heart in actions. God calls it service. Heart, action, and service. All of those things work together. And you have to ask yourself. A lot of people say, Lord, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I go to church. I treat people right. You know, Lord, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But you still seem to be far from me. And God says, man looketh on the outside. He says, but I'm looking at your heart. And God does not dwell in an unclean temple. So we need to make sure that we have our eyes checked spiritually, we check in daily with God, and also that our heart, we have to make sure that we check our hearts. And my question is, how often should we check our hearts? And God says our hearts need to be checked every time we think about it, every encounter we deal with people, everywhere we go, our hearts need to be checked. Every action, God says action, God says interaction with people, and he says places. We need to make sure we check our hearts. You notice that I didn't give a specific time. I didn't say daily, or I didn't say every hour. I didn't say every second or minute. I said whenever we have an action, whatever we do, our interaction with people and the places that we go, we need to make sure that we check our hearts. Because God says no man knows the day nor the hour. Right? And so we need to check our heart to make sure that everything we're doing is or appeases our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so back to the question, why standest thou far off, O Lord? God says that he is never far from his children. Matter of fact, God says that he has dwelled with the wicked, he's dwelled with the righteous. He says, but when we go astray and when we turn our backs on him, he allows us to have that freedom so that we will know that, yes, I need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if for some reason you haven't had your eyes checked and you've been walking in darkness, if for some reason, you know, you haven't been reading the Word of God daily, if for some particular reason you haven't had a physical and you haven't had your heart checked, God says, get those things checked. Then you repent and you ask God to come near unto thee, and God will do it. When there's trouble, God does not hide himself. That's when God shows up the most. But God is not going to force us to come unto him. He's not going to do that. God is not going to force us to come unto him. He's not going to force us to do anything. But he does want us to listen to him. He wants us to remain focused on him. Pray for the wicked. God says you pray for the wicked. You don't take note of what or each and everything that they're doing, because you will become one of the wicked. So you pray for them. You check in daily through the Word of God. And then physically, make sure that your heart is intact. Make sure you check your heart. Okay? So that was Psalm 10, and that was the revelation of God, what he has given. And so there are many callers online. You don't have to say anything. If you want to say something, I'm going to pause for like 15 seconds to see if you want to say something. If not, what we're going to do is go into the announcements. Then I'm going to bid you a great evening. Would anyone like to say anything online? Okay, great. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for being online. I see several people online, and I thank you so much. We are going to reschedule the interview with Ms. Vanessa Holmes. We're going to reschedule that. Things happen, and so we have to understand and plan accordingly. But be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, authors, writers, promoters, actors, actress, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. It's very important. And pray for those you know. and those you do not know. I want you to quickly to look at this particular website. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. Okay. On that particular page, what you'll find, you will find many articles that we've written. So please be sure to read some of those articles. For instance, we have celebrities, we have effective presentations, social life in school, we have teaching, personal health, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues, blues, politics, of course, Christian gospel music, United States politics, crimes, God and views of God, political science, preparing for tests. We have events, television, and television shows. So please be sure to check that out. In addition to that, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, that is alfredaloveshow.com, if you click on it, then you will find many things that's going on with the ministry as well as many activities. You have a homepage there. Basically, the homepage, if you click on Love Radio, you will be right on the Blog Talk Radio, Alfreda Love Show. Love's interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I really thank you for that time. I encourage each and every one of you to join that particular Chamber of Commerce. They do some great things in the community, and I appreciate them for giving me the opportunity to come on to their television program and give them some insight about the Alfreda Love Show. If you need a speaker, there's a button right there. We speak on many different topics. About the venue, basically tells you where the radio station is located. It also tells you about some upcoming events. With these upcoming events, we will have two books that we're going to showcase. One is a spiritual guide on the go, and the other is a time to teach book in which we're going to give presentations on both of those books. Gospel artists in the industry, these are many of the gospel artists that we've had the opportunity to meet, and we're going to add many more as well. Some of the links, if you want to connect with me, I'm on LinkedIn. If you want to look at the radio station, you can click on that, some articles written, and a spiritual guide. Many people connect with me on LinkedIn who listen to this radio station. That's fine. I will still add you to my list. Right here, we are the consultants, yours truly, and also Evangelist Evelyn Green. Some of the speaking topics, as you can see, if you click on that button, you will see some of the speaking topics that we speak on. We have articles. Then we have Love's Arthur Corner. I'm going to add more books. And then, of course, Health and Human Performance. I'm going to add something today because we need to finish up. And I want to thank you so much for checking out the website. If you need a speaker or if you need speakers, please let me know, and I will get with my consultants, and we will come where you are. In addition to that, I just want to tell you to come back on tomorrow as we will have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. We will also have more individuals who are coming on the ministry. We will have to reschedule, as I said before. I want to thank all of you who have connected with me, some of the media outlets, also some of the individuals who have covered news in Ferguson and some of these other places. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for connecting with me. As I said before, if you want to email me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to tell you about one more event before I leave here. On December the 18th, write this down, I want you to attend the Big Jingle Talent Show. The Big Jingle Talent Show is going to be right here in the heart of Texas at Bellmead, Texas, at the Bellmead Civic Center on December 18th. It will start at 6 p.m. Prizes will be given to the top finalists in each contest or category. Certificates will be given to all participants, and we will have one grand prize winner. We have many different age groups, so if you're interested, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to give you more information about the talent show. If you want to help, if you want to sponsor something, please be sure to contact me, and I will have more updates as the day draws near. I want to thank, once again, God, my family, my friends for tuning in. I want to thank each caller. I ask that you come back, and I ask that you bring other individuals as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow at 7 p.m., take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.